Did you see this headline? Impact of ransomware attack still unclear. The company whose software was exploited and the biggest ransomware attack on record said this week, so far it appears fewer than 1,500 businesses were compromised. But the story goes on to say it, in fact, might be more than that. So here we go again with Bill Bernard. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. What's the name of your business again, Bill?
DeepWatch.
What do you guys do?
We provide managed information security services, helping to monitor our customers' environments and helping them identify early signs of intrusions like potentially ransomware and some of the other things that go on to help make sure that they can respond to those before they cause large problems like what I think we're about to talk about today.
Yeah, and before we do that, though, I guess ransomware is a relatively new wrinkle in your business, right? In the past, they would just mess with you. I mean, holding companies or individuals for ransom strikes me as relatively new.
It's newer in application, certainly, and there are a couple of things that were able to make that happen. The cryptocurrency that we talk about, you know, we've talked about a little bit before and stuff, that's one of the things that helped make this a viable business model. I hate using that word, but I don't know a better one to use for this, for them, because it's really hard to ship a box full of diamonds across, you know, across international boundaries in 20 minutes or less. So you know, having that electronic fund transfer that doesn't involve banks in any way, shape, or form, where the banks would be, you know, required due to law enforcement to stop that transfer, having a way that essentially gets around those kinds of regulations is one of the reasons why this has become such a big deal for us.
So what more do we know about this ransomware attack? Are more companies coming forward? Is it the sort of thing that we might not know for several months? Because sometimes when a hacker is into your system, they lay low for a while. What's the upshot of this going to be?
Yeah, so for this one, the companies affected probably know by now, most of them, right? It started over a long weekend, at least here in the U.S., and, you know, some of them might not have figured it out until they got back into the office on Tuesday morning and went, uh-oh. But I think the companies affected know. The question now becomes, are those companies that have an obligation to report what happened? Are those companies, you know, around the world and legal requirements on reporting are completely different? Because you know, this is a solution that was sold to service providers around the world and then not only affected Cassia's direct customers, those service providers, but then the service providers' customers, companies like Co-op or Coop, C-O-O-P, a grocery chain I forget which country in Scandinavia that was out for days and wasn't able to operate because their cash register systems were compromised, etc. So I think the companies know. I don't know that we, the public, are ever going to know the full extent of this one.
I wonder if they should report that. I mean, you say don't pay the ransom, but I wonder if all companies should alert the rest of the companies of the world that we've been hacked. It's maybe bad for your business image, and maybe it's bad for business, but I wonder if they should tell everybody.
Yes, I would love it if they did, but so many of them still think about it as a stigma, right? They think about it as you know, telling everybody that they know that they have a cold sore, right? There's a stigma associated with admitting that sometimes, and companies think that way about information security. Hey, we can't let anybody know we had a problem. They won't trust us anymore.
Well, what is this company Cassia, Kaseya? What does Cassia do?
So they make various software products for managed services providers, to be able to remotely access, remotely manage whole groups of computers. So instead of having to be on site where the server is in order to do administrative tasks on that computer, like pushing patches and other things like that, they built software that allowed central command teams in a single site to go manage the entire infrastructure for these companies' customers. So it's a remote access solution primarily that has the ability to do lots of administrative tasks, essentially a very, very ripe target for anybody to want to come compromise because of the way this would affect those MSSP customers, and then their thousands of customers beyond them.
Don't a lot of companies have a system like that? I mean, our company headquarters is in Dallas. Today, we had a patch on our printers, and so we had to reboot our printers to get them to run because of what the company was doing in Dallas. Okay, I understand that, but they didn't fly out here, and we didn't send our machines there, so there's this remote access, right?
Indeed, and you know, it's a common type of software. Cassia seems to have one that's frankly very, very popular among managed service providers, those third parties that manage fleets like that. But absolutely, those have become a part of our modern information technology infrastructure, and frankly, a company that spans more than a building or two downtown Chicago absolutely needs this just in order to have some sort of central management.
Well, then how is it that knowing that they left themselves vulnerable? I mean, if anybody should be super secure, it would be a company like that, right?
Indeed. And so there's a couple of different things. I'll try to be brief about them. It turns out that in this case, back in April, a security researcher group actually let them know about this particular vulnerability that got exploited. And they were, according to everything I've read, working actively on fixing that. Unfortunately, it was so ingrained in their product that it's taken them months to get that fixed. Clearly, the race was on. the folks at the ransomware group figured that out first before the fix was able to be finalized and pushed out. And they kind of won the race. Software like that is so complicated and so complex that most companies actually even have to rely on third-party research firms who go look for these vulnerabilities on the chance that they can bring it to that company's attention and then get paid for having done that. It's a bounty system. And frankly, we need to fix that.
Why is that? I mean, at least they will... Is that its own kind of ransom, in other words?
No, I mean, it's certainly a way to make it happen, but it's more gig work, right? It's similar to Lyft and Uber, whereas if I don't find a vulnerability in your solution that you decide is severe enough and you decide you're going to pay me for, I don't get paid. It would really be helpful for us to have folks doing this sort of testing more in a more regimented way as
right.
a part of the development process, as opposed to just after the fact, once the product's already out in the world. There are companies that try to do a very good job with this. There are companies that, actually really do this very well. And there's others that just don't do a lot of their own testing or don't do effective testing themselves, unfortunately.
Okay, the headline is impact of ransomware still unclear. The impact of that ransomware attack still unclear as we find out more about it. We'll keep calling you, Bill. Thanks for your time again today.
Always happy to help, John. Take care.
Bill Bernard from DeepWatch.